Welcome back, guys, to Captain's Log. Dr. Dollar, thanks for joining me, buddy.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. We're going to take a ride. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
You got to tell me about intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting. So many patients, so many people ask about intermittent fasting. First of all, for disclaimer, I did not invent intermittent fasting. A lot of people associated that with you, not with me, not at all.
You're a fan of it, though.
I am big time a fan of that. I have been doing intermittent fasting for 12 years, and I'm a believer. And I guarantee people, which I don't like to use the term guarantee in medicine, I guarantee people you are going to lose your belly fat, you're going to lose parts of your body that you don't like from intermittent fasting. So first of all, intermittent fasting has been around, Brian, for about 35 to 4,000 years. 4,000 years. Biblical time, people
4,000.
Of course, in biblical time, people used to have one meal a day at dinner time if they were lucky. On a good day, they had one meal a day. And that was very, very good for them. They never had, you know, for breakfast, milk with cereal. And they didn't have all the junk that we had. And they didn't have protein bars.
Okay, so I'm going to interrupt you because people always say, oh, you have to have four meals. You have to eat as soon as you're hungry. Your body's going to store fat. Tell me what.
First of all,
why is everyone making the change now to fasting?
It's a myth and a folklore. What do I mean by that? You know, every mother says to the kids, you know, you have to have breakfast and your child should eat all the time and you should not keep your sugar low and you should do that. And it's true. For kids that are growing, they should eat all the time and they should definitely have breakfast and they should eat as much as they can. Why? Because they're growing.
Right.
But Brian, you are growing out. You're not growing up.
Of course.
So as for kids, absolutely, their mother is right. They should have all these things that we talked about. They should do. They should have breakfast. They should not do intermittent fasting and everything else.
Okay, but when they say that your body stores the fat if you are hungry, happened? They used to say that.
I know.
So that's why they used to eat a lot.
I remember when they were talking about, you know, keep your blood sugar at a certain level because if you are going to hunger, your body is going to go to an emergency and store fat.
That's exactly right.
I remember that. So all the research, every research from Johns Hopkins to Mayo Clinic to everywhere, to Mass General, shows that that's not true. First of all, there are two hormones that we're going to talk about today. One is called insulin. The other one is called human growth hormone. So insulin is the hormone that when you eat something, it tells the body to start storing stuff. For example, storing fat. It makes your body store glycogen in your liver. And after the liver is full of glycogen, it will go into fat. So when you are starving yourself, this goes in reverse. So insulin is going to go down. As a result of that, you're going to utilize your glycogen in your liver. In your liver, you have about 11 hours, and that's important. Remember that number, 11 hours of a storage of energy that you have in your liver that you can use. After that, you're going to use fat. So, for example, why is it so important to exercise, high-intensity exercise? Because you're going to use that glycogen faster, and all of a sudden, you are going into burning into fat.
So, I like to eat at dinner, and then a lot of times I'll have my coffee and go all the way till like 2 o'clock. But sometimes if I go to the gym, I feel like, oh man, I feel like I'm starving. And is it okay to hit the gym during that time?
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's a lot in your head, right? It's in your head to say, you know, I'm going to the gym, you know, I want to either after the gym or before the gym, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to use a lot of energy. How much energy do you use at the gym? 250 calories on a good day, 300 calories if you kill yourself. It's not a lot. You have plenty of reserve.
My watch says 500-600.
I don't believe that watch. So I mean, you really have to kill yourself for 600-700, which people do. I mean, you can do 700. You can do in 1 hour 700 calories. Still, in your liver, you have more than you need to use that. You have plenty of reserve. So don't worry.
If you're hungry, you could still work out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, that hunger is in your head. You can definitely...
You gotta overcome it.
You know, you can fast for... I believe in fasting for 16 good hours. So 16 hours of fasting, 8 hours of eating. So during the night, it's very easy to do. During the night, Brian, you don't eat anyways, right? So you have 6, 7, 8 hours that you don't eat. And then you wake up in the morning and the first thing you think about, well, I should eat something. Why you should eat something? You're not even hungry. It's in your head that you need to have eat something. Now, if you don't eat something, and now 8 hours plus another 4 or 5 hours, now you are done with your glycogen storage. You're done with your glycogen storage, and you start burning fat. And you burn fat, and you lose that gut fat, the fat in your visceral. Visceral fat is the fat around your liver, around your stomach, inside your belly. It's like an organ by itself, that visceral fat. And that's very, very important to do, to lose that gut fat.
And that happens after how many hours?
So that happens, it depends if you exercise or you don't exercise. If you exercise, which I encourage people to do high intensity exercise, that can happen after 10 hours. But if you wait for 16 hours, all this time is fat burning. It's clean fuel that you're using. You're burning fat. Now, it's important. Again, we talked about insulin and we talked about human growth hormone. Human growth hormone is the hormone, it's an anabolic hormone. It occurs only when you don't have food in the system, when you don't have that glycogen. At nighttime, your HGH goes up. Now, if you start eating, the moment you eat, HGH goes down, human growth hormone goes down. As a result of that, you don't have human growth hormone help you burn the fat, help you build muscle, etc. So these are the two hormones that are very important, insulin and human growth hormone, that are essential in intermittent fasting. So I read several articles. One article that I want to talk about is from Johns Hopkins. And this article shows that patients that did, as a matter of fact, it was about rats and other animals that they did studies on, to see if intermittent fasting is going to help them with dementia and Alzheimer's. And they show on the rat model that intermittent fasting is going to make you remember things better. So whether you're going to be in a maze or whatever, wherever you're going to be, you're going to do things better. You are sharper. And I know that for myself. When you eat something, with a lot of sugar and everything, you have that sugar high and then a low. When I'm fasting, I don't eat until 12:30 probably every day.
When you're fasting, can you still have coffee?
I have coffee. I have black coffee.
Okay.
But
no sugar.
No sugar. Very
important.
What
about like almond milk in your coffee?
You, again, a little bit. Later on, after you feel better with yourself, you clean the fat, you can have a little bit almond milk.
But otherwise, the whole time fasting, no sugar, nothing, just
water. As much as you want water, unlimited water.
It's amazing. You can give me a whole list of water.
All different kinds of water. Kinds of water.
Wow.
So whatever you want water. And I guarantee people the intermittent fasting is going to work for you. It worked for me. It worked for all my patients. I mean, probably by now we're about 4,500 patients that we did that. One guy lost 160 pounds in 2 years because he was doing intermittent fasting.
Changing nothing else?
Nothing else.
Kidding me?
I mean, when I say nothing else, he ate healthy in between. He didn't go to McDonald's, Taco Bell, or fast food. He didn't use processed food. He didn't have, refined sugar. He didn't have Danishes. He did intermittent fasting.
What about cheesecake? Did he have cheesecake?
No cheesecake, Brian. Absolutely no cheesecake. But again, I don't want to sound like the crazy doctor. From time to time, you have to live a life. You have to enjoy life. If a spoonful of I don't know what makes you happy, whether it's a ice cream sundae or cheesecake, do it. I mean, if that's what makes you happy, do it. But the whole idea is the majority of the time, you're not going to do stuff like that because you are going to enjoy an apple. When you take a bite of an apple, it's delicious.
You get all the nutrients.
You get an apple a day will keep the doctor away. I believe in that. I mean, all the fibers, everything is good for you.
Now, here's another thing that I have a question about. So during the fasting, can I do the apple cider vinegar?
Yes, because it's water and apple cider and a tablespoon full of apple cider vinegar. Absolutely. It will make you feel full. It's going to help your metabolism. I do that. So I have apple cider vinegar in the morning and at night. A glass full, 6 to 8 ounces of water with a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. I mix it, I drink it. You know, it's a quiet taste. Most people say it's disgusting. But you know what? Everything in life that we learn that tastes good, somebody told us it tastes good. You know, when you had that spoon of something else, your mother told
you.
Because it's natural.
No,
I mean, why?
Those aren't good.
Why? I mean, we learn how to eat stuff that is cooked, and then we learn how to eat stuff that is sweet, and then we learn how to eat. Because as a child, we are learning stuff that we say, well, I don't like okra, and I do like this. Why you don't like okra? Who said you don't like okra? I mean, it's like somebody, oh, you know, you looked at your brother and you said, my brother said it's disgusting. So I
don't like
disgusting.
The texture.
I don't like the texture. I don't like the feel, how it feels, et cetera, in my mouth. So again, going back to that study from Johns Hopkins about memory, because they, again, things that scare people are is dementia, it's Alzheimer's, things like that.
Right.
Because we're looking at, we want to live a healthy life. And you know, I always say healthcare is a big business. They are not in the business of keeping you healthy, because there is business in disease. There's no
that's
money
right.
in health.
There's no money in not going to the doctor.
No, not going to the doctor. So you have to take care by us on your own. You have to understand that, you know what? I don't want to have dementia. I don't want to have Alzheimer. I don't want to take any of the Aricept or any pills for dementia or Alzheimer. I want to do whatever it takes. So what does it take? It takes intermittent fasting. It takes exercise. It takes healthy living. Exercise is key for dementia and Alzheimer.
What about CoQ10?
No good study shows that the other supplements that we are taking are any beneficial. But starvation, when we say the 16 hours of right. quote-unquote starvation, even though, again, in years after years, for thousands of years, we never had breakfast. Years after years, we didn't have processed food, and we did very well. People were lean, and you know, they looked fantastic. And now we have processed food, and everybody is eating all the time, and let's grab some more food, and let's grab more food, and let's grab more food. So again, I have nothing wrong going to a restaurant, having a nice dinner. It's a social event. Absolutely enjoy your food. Go have a good food. Enjoy a good seafood. Enjoy a good fish. Enjoy good oysters. Enjoy whatever you like to do. But again, the rest of the day, you know, skip that cereal with milk. Skip that. It's not good for you.
What do you do when the people say, I'm so hungry, I can't concentrate, I can't do it? How long can they fast for?
So I don't recommend starting with 16 hours. I recommend starting with slowly. You know, instead of, you normally eat breakfast at 7, now move it to 8, and then move it to 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock, and then noontime. And all of a sudden, you're not even hungry at noontime. And you realize that, you know what, I'm really not hungry.
Yeah.
And Brian, trust me, it's wonderful. It's wonderful for your body. It's wonderful to get rid of the belly fat. It's wonderful for most diseases such as diabetes and everything else, coronary artery disease, and again, Alzheimer and dementia. And other, I mean, now they're working on Parkinson's disease and other neurological diseases. So people say, how do you explain that? So I always look, you know, anything I say in biology, I need to have an explanation. So just think about it. 5,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, when you were hungry, or you are an animal, you're hungry, you have, your brain has to be sharp to find the food, right? You cannot say, you know what, I'm going to become, you know, I'm not going to be
sharp. Is this your theory or is this real?
This is my theory. Completely my theory, but I need to explain it to myself.
It's a good idea.
I need to explain it to myself and say, okay, well, you know, thousands of years ago when we're hungry, I have to be a sharper hunter when I'm hungry. When I'm not hungry, when I'm sitting down, I already have my food in my mouth, you're not that sharp. But when you are hungry, same with animals, when they are hungry, they become sharp. They have a strategy, how to attack the other animal, how to get the food, what to do to get to the water source, what to get to that food source.
I like that idea. So when you are
I like
fasting,
the fact that you caught that it wasn't based on science, it was on my true belief.
You sounded, you know, it sounded legit as hell.
This is a
good idea.
Is that really legit? No. It's my theory completely. Completely
we
my
can
theory.
Write a whole thesis on it.
Completely.
Yeah. So what happens when you break the fast?
Sure.
Should you be bummed out and not do it anymore?
Can you
start it right back up? Because people want to do that.
So absolutely. So every day I do that, and every day I break the fast. Again, break fast. I break the fast around 12:30. I have my food. You know, I try to eat healthy food. From time to time, I cheat a little bit, and I will have some dessert or whatever it is. No big deal. Not the end of the world. Live a life a little bit.
Right.
And the next day, it's another day. And you know, this is a lifestyle.
What happens if one day you fast? You stop eating at 7 o'clock at night, you start eating the next day at 10 o'clock.
Sure.
It's not set every day.
No, and you know what?
You just try to go as long as possible?
I try to do only 16 hours.
16 hours.
16 hours. Sometimes it's 17 hours that I go fasting, sometimes 16.
But what's the breaking point? After 12 hours, you start burning?
You'll start burning. But the best, if you really want to burn, you know, you want to shred, 16 hours ideal. Now, again, Brian, you know, sometimes we have friends over for brunch and you know, I start eating at 11. Not the end of the world. We are not fanatic here. We are just giving advice about...
Should you stop eating then again, start again, or should you just eat your normal day?
I would start having my brunch at 11, and I will have, you know, my Bloody Mary with Captain Brian vodka. You know, it's delicious.
Very good,
absolutely.
Very good.
It's nutritious.
It is. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, all organic, all natural.
Absolutely.
Did you know that?
And a good mixture for the Bloody Mary, of course, and all the vegetables inside, right?
Yeah.
So you feel like you have a garden variety there. And then we're going to have whatever we have for the brunch. But I may stop eating at 7 p.m. instead of at 8 p.m. that day.
But what happens if you break it? Like, say you had planned on fasting that day, and you wake up and you just, without even thinking, you go and get a coffee and a freaking Egg McMuffin. And all of a sudden, like, it's the morning. Do you stop eating now again until maybe, like, try to go during the day? Or no, it's too hard during the day.
I think you ruined it with the Egg McMuffin and
done,
all this stuff.
Right? Done.
It's done. So you know what, and you know, in medicine we say from time to time shit happens.
Yeah.
And shit happens, you know, from time to time you're in an airport, there's nothing else to eat besides that McDonald's, whatever it is. So you do
That's very scientific.
Very scientific.
Shit happens.
So I'm sure there's a study about shit happens.
Yeah.
So from time to time shit happens, and you move on and you continue. The next day is another day. Not the end of the world. We are not fanatic here. Human beings survived and animals survived. Who survived? The one that were malleable, the one that were able to adjust. The one that were strict and were not able to adjust did not survive. So, you know, you
How
want
many
to
days can you go and be successful? Can you fast for 4 days a week if you do 12 to 16 hour fasting? Or what?
Well, I fast every day. I fast for 16 hours. But you can do it, you know, 5-6 days a week, and the rest you don't. But again, I want it to be a lifestyle of people that they are going to say, you know what, that's very doable. I can do this. This is the reason diet is such a big...
We're not sponsored, apparently, by any breakfast restaurants.
Danny's
this
don't
show
like
is
us.
Not sponsored.
Danny's don't like us at all.
We're not sponsored by IHOP, apparently.
IHOP for sure, they don't like us. So, but again, it has to be a lifestyle. It has to be something that you are going to understand, and it makes sense to you, and you can do it. The reason, you know, the diet industry is huge in America, because people gain weight and lose weight and lose weight and gain weight, and everybody writes a book how to do it, and then everybody is selling you food. You cannot buy that food. That food you should buy at Publix, at Whole Foods, at Fresh Market, wherever you buy, Walmart, wherever you buy your food.
So you shouldn't eat lean cuisines out there.
You should not lean, absolutely not, because
or
again,
Jenny Craig,
it will never work. It will work for the short term. Short term, it always works. When you cut your calories, it will work. But again, what's going to happen? You're going to go back to pizza. That will never work. And again, I have nothing against pizza. I want people to understand that from time to time, you know, this weekend we went to, in Naples, we went to True Food Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And we had their pizza. It was delicious. But we ordered one pizza, and we were four people, and each one of us had a slice and a half, and it was fantastic.
And then the server came and said, hey, you're going to freaking spend some money? What's going on? Jesus, what can I get you? Four waters split three ways?
I know.
Poor guy. Oh, my God.
No, we had other food, too.
Okay,
That was, I mean, we did become four people.
Jeez.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you tell him, I'm dieting. Thank you. We're fasting. The guy looks at you and says, what'd you come to my restaurant for, you son of a bitch?
Fasting time.
Jeez. No, that's the greatest. When you have somebody come on and say, today I'm on the Atkins diet. Oh, you're going to eat 12 pounds of meat in my house? Right. Oh, okay, let me cook 2 pounds of bacon extra for breakfast.
That's right.
Tomorrow you're not on that diet, but today you're on that diet. Drives me crazy. I got a guy coming up behind me with lights on. Let me let him go.
It's like an ambulance.
But
somebody was not doing intermittent fasting.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what happens. No,
that's
you don't
what
do intermittent
right
fasting.
Away.
You have an ambulance.
So,
yeah, I do.
So with the intermittent fasting, you do a lot of water.
Plenty of water. Water is extremely important. Nobody drinks enough water. I don't drink enough water. I try to push water and water and water. So what do I do in order to drink a little bit more water? I cut some slice of lime or lemon or orange or tangerine in my water, or put mint in my water to give it a little hint, a little flavor, so it will feel like I want to drink more.
I just saw this, supposedly the Olympic athletes are doing it, where it's a powder that you add to your water, and it it makes you retain 3 times the amount of water that you would normally. Have you heard about this?
No, I mean...
We should look into it.
We should look into that.
So for every glass of water that you drink,
yeah,
it's as healthy as drinking 3 glasses of water.
Let's look into it.
We'll get back to the audience next week. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. That sounds interesting. Even though I don't believe all the chemicals, yeah, I don't like chemicals, but we'll see. Maybe it's good chemicals.
Maybe
it's good stuff. Made in China stuff. Chinese chemicals.
I hope you learned a little bit about the captain on the captain's log today. Dr. Dollar is a big fan of the fasting. I'm a big fan of the fasting, and now I'm just going to have to do more. I can't eat a pizza tonight. That's all. No pizza. No pizza for you either, Doug. Don't go to True Food and get 10 people one pizza. It's not going to work. If the poor guy can't make any money, the server.
I know.
You got to do
it. We left with a good tip. Very good tip.
Okay, I believe it. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
We're good. Have a good day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. We're live. Hank Denson. Pay Teachers More Money Comedy Tour. Hank Denson's live with me tomorrow on the camera.